Good day and welcome, everyone, to the latest and first edition of the 2024 calendar year of the Dental Success Today Practice Profit Accelerator Podcast, the one and only Scott Manning. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Kevin, I'm fired up to be here. I always tell people, do it all. But if you do nothing else, to do this, show up with Kevin and I, sometimes Megan, and be here for this. It's never exactly halftime because we do it early, but this is the mid-month, you know, fire in your belly, kicking your ass. Like, make sure you're on point and you're living your best life, being your best self, and driving forward. So see what happens.
I love it. And obviously, we have the turn of the calendar, which for so many brings some renewed freshness to life, to their minds. They feel it's this chance to begin anew and start over, which is exciting. I feel that way every day when I wake up. So I'm going along in the spirit of the new year, because again, so many do. Here's the thing that's interesting is today we're going to do everything totally brand new. But I'm kidding! No new! In fact, today the goal is, with Scott and I as your guide, to get so laser focused on finding the most meaningful opportunities in life and in your chosen path of vocation that we go deeper than ever before. And we have been asking you guys to do that ever since we've met. So imagine what we mean by that. This is where less is more. It's more relevant today than ever before, I believe. And so here's what I say, as I wrote most recently, let's strive for significance based in simplicity. So, Scott, how about we make some people uncomfortable and push them to be and go to the depths of extraordinary?
Yeah, you know, first of all, thank you, Kevin. And I think the first thing that's vital to say, you know, taking a sentence from what you just shared, you know, the better you are, which is the theme of the video, is to be the best, but the better you are, the more things are in alignment, and quite frankly, the longer you've been with us, the less there should be to change. So often, you know, the whole principle of the new year, which is why we don't call it resolution, is that if there's a problem, well, it better not have made it 12 months, like it should have been dealt with on day number when you found it. So the new year is for us, it really should be very much, as Kevin already alluded to, but less being more, in that you want to hone focus. And there shouldn't be a lot of discrepancies or things that you don't like about your life, because we've learned to be decisive, assertive, proactive. And so this becomes a refinement every time. And as Kevin said, it's not about new. And people who want new aren't happy with previous. And so that by itself is a state of complacency. So we have to look forward, and inside of how to choose what 2024 is about to you is this theme where Kevin spoke about uncomfortability, or however you would say that. Discomfort and searching for the things that are going to make the greatest difference. And I won't say with the least amount of effort, because I think that's just stupid. Oftentimes the greatest difference is going to require the greatest effort. The difference is that it's worth a lot more when it happens. So you could say, well, the shortcut to getting in the best shape of your life probably ain't going to last you very long. But doing meaningful work that's going to require you to change the physical being, or it always begins with mental and emotional, that's going to take some work, you know. And so you have to discover And that's what I believe. It's a never-ending journey. But if we're looking at this right now, and all the, I mean, listen, I could keep, Kevin set the tone. It has to be doing the deepest, most substantial things. Making space in your life for that is much more about removing things from the current reality, from the last year, from your daily routines that are in the way of progress, in the way of your state of ideal, in the way of anything, head trash, okay, doubts, limiting beliefs. And the same exact thing goes for the practice. What's in the way? It could be in the way of new patients. It could be in the way of specialty treatment. It could be in the way of bigger cases. Why? Always we say we're too busy. Slow it down, and all of a sudden, boom, magic happens because you are running too fast to really make an impact on the things that matter. So I'm going to stop there and let Kevin kind of apply and make it something special. But this is the mission. That's the mission. It's elementary, it's childish, it's immature, it is mediocrity to sit down with a list on a piece of paper and say, oh, well, what are all the changes I want to make for this year? Well, what are all the new things I want to do? Yeah, you should have some aspiring hobbies, interests, trips, goals, savings. There should be some of that. But really, it's the wrong question. Because it always comes back down to your core purpose, to who you are, the why. And again, those things are uncomfortable.
Scott, great way to get this started. And as I'm listening to you, I always have, you know, these really incredible moments and thoughts, even as I prepare, and you and I prepare, you know, quite well for these. And what's interesting is two things that I want to highlight before we move on to the next talking points that you have. The first one is this. We joke about new all the time, and I hope that all of you understand why. I'm going to make sure so that there's complete awareness about this and that we don't have new be this thing that is so important or like, oh, this is going to be – here's the thing. New, yes, new makes you feel good for a minute, right? Oh, new, shiny. I got a new package in the mail. I got a new car. I got a new. In other words, something different. Okay, that's all well and good. Enjoy the moment. Just don't live and die by the moment, because otherwise you have to constantly be recreating those. And if you constantly are then looking for new, you're in a never-ending battle, a never-ending journey that is going to lead to disappointment. New ultimately leads to disappointment because the shine will wear off. And you can insert that into any aspect of life. We could stop right here. You could reflect on that for the next 365 days until we do this all over again. And I promise you there's going to be something like, whoa, a whoa moment just in that concept there in and of itself. The second thing is we're also not here looking for problems. You want to know why? Because problems are self-created for the most part. Are there some circumstantial things that happen? Absolutely. Please don't get me wrong. Okay? For the most part, though, we create our own issues. We're not putting in the right amount of effort. We aren't focused. We aren't, you know, fill in that blank. So we have a tremendous amount of control, actually, when it comes to things that we are unhappy about. We can make different choices. We can apply different strategy and effort. So I'm the reason that this came up to me and why it spoke to me as I was listening to you, Scott, is because I'm in the midst of going through with one of our teams who just really had an extraordinary end of the year last year based on some uncontrollable circumstances that were happening in practice. Those things got worked out, and, man, everything is going great. And so it's interesting because everyone I'm talking to, everyone, they're like, Kev, I don't really have anything, nothing negative. I'm like, beautiful. I said, I'm not here looking for problems, okay? I said, I'm here to try to identify and help you identify where attention, energy, effort, and focus on something good can lead to something better in the spirit of bettering our best. So again, I don't go to these people and say, hey, what else? What's something new we can work on? Those words never come out of my mouth. And the best teams understand that concept so well that if a new idea comes up, great, it's wonderful. But they don't hinge their, oh, this is what makes us feel successful, or this is what we believe is going to make us successful, is it's about something brand new. So, Scott, I just simply had to sit in that for a minute to continue to give different perspectives for everybody to make a connection to these principles, because it is about less is more, simplicity is significance, all those different kind of things. So great job setting this up. Where would you take us from here?
Well, I think that both these major concepts are vital. And, excuse me, pardon me, that I still worked up like tickle in my nose. So I wanted to say, go to something that you coined, every one of your emails, all the things. And, deep in my video, the idea was to find discomfort, which is growth, and then from there to choose, I'm thinking Kevin verbatim, to be extraordinary. But what I extrapolated, and Kevin, what I would like this January kickoff Practice Profit Accelerator podcast to stimulate with all these people, wonderful, wonderful, amazing people, is in their lives and in their role and position, and as a practice as a whole. But that's the easy part. We say, oh, as a practice as a whole, what are we going to – well, everybody thinks it's somebody else that's going to do it. So I would say, as you as an individual, not just how can you choose to be extraordinary, because Kevin tells you that every week. It is what can you do that will be extraordinary this year, this day, this patient visit, this conversation, this eye contact, present in the moment, sit down, quality time with your spouse, children, grandchildren, parents. It's, you get the idea. So it's looking for the extraordinary opportunities to go above and beyond, to do something meaningful, remarkable, and better than just go through the motion, status quo, complacency. If anything is to be new in the new year, make it the things that matter, but at a higher level, with deeper significance, with greater conviction, with more positive, proactive, inspirational, influential action.
Yeah, I love it. And by the way, thank you for the extraordinary thing. And I mean, I got that from somebody else and just really adopted it, you know, myself. And what to bring one step of additional thought to that is when you know, I end my messages on Thursdays with today, choose to be extraordinary. And the reason I do that is twofold. Number one, the obvious is to be extraordinary and then to act upon it, which is what you did so well in that video and where we're going today on it, is that it is a conscious choice. And the second part of it is it's a conscious choice every day, which we don't just rest on, well, yesterday I chose to be extraordinary, so today I'm going to be. We have to make a conscious effort to choose to be that way, to choose to have that kind of an impact on the people who we interact with throughout our day. Patients, yes, obviously. That's why we're here together. That's what brought us together. Yet, just one layer of opportunity to be extraordinary, you have so many others. People who you meet out as you're being a consumer. Imagine the kindness you can offer to people who are serving you at the grocery store, at the car wash, at wherever you go, where most people just ignore them, overlook them. How can you choose to be extraordinary with them to give them a really cool experience. Ask them a meaningful question. It just happened to me over the weekend. I was going through. Typical, I had to go to the hardware store to go get a little something, and you could see people just buzzing through the line. And I stopped for a minute, and the lady couldn't believe it. I said, before I gave her the stuff I wanted to check out, I said, how are you doing? How's the day going for you? She couldn't believe it, right? Like, she was just totally blown away. And as if I had, like, 16 eyes on my forehead. Because I just took a moment to try to make an interaction human rather than ordinary. And I'm using this, friends, as a very simple yet obvious opportunity to be able to change the vibe and the energy of an interaction that you have with a human being. And I get this question often about, Kevin, how do I take my conversations, my relational conversations, deeper with patients? And I always joke, and to pretty much everybody's credit, they always say, oh, yeah, that's exactly what I do. I say, well, instead of just saying to somebody, hey, how's your day going? Good. Yeah, day's going good. Right? Like, I mean, obvious question, and I know that you mean it in a good way. Obvious answer, because there's just nothing to it. It's ordinary.
Yeah.
Rather than saying, hey, Scott, listen, man, before we get started today, tell me, what's brought you the most joy between the moment you woke up until the moment you walked through the door today? Like, it's just different. They may not have an answer. That's not the point. The point is to put in the effort to be different in a way where you stand out, in a way that shows effort of connection with people, because in the end, I mean, you have to do this very genuinely, of course, otherwise people will see right through it. Like, for me, I'm just super curious about people. I love to ask crazy questions. What it does, though, is it disarms people. It makes them more comfortable. They feel connected, so that their mind is now open to whatever it is that you're trying to be a positive influence on. Of course, in the spirit of what we're doing here on this podcast, it is about helping people make smart decisions about their health, specifically for all of you on this call, oral health, right? It applies to anything, though. And so I had to just sit on that again for a minute there, Scott, because I do believe it's important for all of us to find these, what I would call, simple moments, simple opportunities that take very little time, yet create opportunity for this definition of extraordinary that we're talking about.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, Kevin, to me, the secret behind everything you just shared is that's the stuff that matters. That's the stuff that's memorable. That's the stuff that increases the quality of everyone's life, beginning with you. And the other, and I don't want to recap the video, which you should have watched. If you're listening to this and you didn't watch the video, you should watch the video. Your doctor should have consumed the video the same day and should have provided to you and then, you know, organized training. It's not because I care about what I have to say. It's that you deserve it, okay, and you've earned the right to be challenged and to push you to break through this year and reach your new potential. Yeah, that's the new part about the deals, because you're a greater human than you were a year ago. And so you have to expand and grow into it. And so I just take what Kevin said. It is these things that matter. And these are the things that you build into the fabric of your life, your being, your conversation, your daily routines. I would like to just extrapolate that into looking at the seven steps of the patient experience that you all know. And you say to yourself, how could we level this up? How could we elevate it? How could we create more extraordinary moments? You can technically use exactly what Kevin just said in terms of emotional connection, in terms of engagement. But this is about asking better questions, asking more questions. This is about the diagnostic engagement. This is about reestablishing and asserting authority on the pillars of health. So you really, if everybody were to choose some way to be and do extraordinary, in the things that are often transactional, no matter what people say. And we, and by the way, that was another embedded punchline, okay, for 2024, was be more relational, not transactional. And that's a fine line, because often it's more about the inner visceral feelings and intentions you have than it is what you think you're doing on the outside surface. And so if you go to every person in the practice and you do this, you elevate your morning huddle, you elevate your patient visits, you elevate your key responsibilities, you elevate your attitudes, extraordinary will exude out of your culture. And I believe that people throw the damn word culture around so much. You know, to me, culture is something inside of a kombucha, okay? Or a, you know, what they call that, sauerkraut. You need it in your belly. But you also need emotional, okay, invigoration, all right, in your practice so that you are on fire for what you're doing. If you are not the best to do what you're doing, then you probably shouldn't be there. And this requires you to take more ownership and more initiative. Be the best, okay, at what you do for your team with your patients. If you can, Kevin talked about vocation. If you can commit to that, okay, you are going to blow your self-worth and self-esteem to the moon and back. And you will be amazed at how much lighter you feel, peace you have in your mind, less stress, and overall, okay, more happy, healthy, okay, positive lifestyle. It doesn't matter. And by the way, the people who are already there, they're the ones that will grab onto it and figure out ways to better their best. And the people who, you know, resent, ignore, deny, okay, play victim, they're the ones that, you know, you would say need it the most, but will stand in their own way. And so that's the deal. That's, I want to go back to Kevin.
Yeah, and I just want to, actually, I was going to say something, I want to pause here, and I want to share a message I received, because I believe that this is super appropriate. And please, you know, as we always say, don't worry about the numbers. It just happens to be there's, you know, numbers in this message. So one of my favorite humans on the planet, been with us a long time. She's a total superstar. Her commitment to her personal growth, which, by the way, is where it all started, that led to just extraordinary professional growth. Did you catch that? Personal growth first, professional growth second, okay. Here's what she said. She texted me. She says, "Hi, hey, Kevin, had the best day so far yesterday." This was, I actually got this yesterday. So this would be Wednesday, whatever that is now. We're recording this on the 10th, so that would have been on the 9th, January 9th. "Had the best day so far and want to share my personal achievement. I closed $50,000 yesterday, had another $7,500 this morning, and another $25,000 coming in tomorrow. Feeling my best. The team plus doctor are feeding off of this energy and hustling as well. So many new patient phone calls and positivity throughout the conversation. This is the year goals will be achieved and the year we will make things happen."
Wow.
Friends, I share this with you, and here's why. She made the choice to be the catalyst. It's personal integrity first, which has led to this tidal wave, my words, tidal wave of positivity, energy, enthusiasm, excitement, I would say probably satisfaction, all, I mean, name the word, because she made a choice. It wasn't, "We as a team of 72 people decided we're going to do all this, and if it isn't all 72 of us, then, you know, here's where it's going to be." It starts with one human, you, listening to this today. No matter what your role in the practice is, you can be and will be, by the way, the catalyst for so much good. That's why if you're willing to eliminate the stuff that gets in the way, if you're willing to keep it simple, focus on the highest leverage points possible. We all only have a handful of them. And don't overwhelm or overcomplicate the system. I promise you, friends, who cares about the year? You could have the next day be the most satisfying day you've ever had in your entire life simply because of what you're focusing on and where you're putting your time and attention. And that is what I would task all of us to do for this year and then subsequently every year after once you prove to yourself that it's possible. Scott, I'm going to turn it back over to you to wrap this thing up, my friend.
Man, that's right. Well, I say, go, preacher, go. Well, here's the thing, Kevin. You just touched people and pulled at their heartstrings for the reason we're here, which is to make an impact on their lives. Hey, everyone listening to this, you make an impact on your patients' lives. Hey, that is your number one priority is, of course, yourself, but you're a patient, okay? And you are our patients. We take pride, we're honored, but we also know unequivocally we're the best damn people in the world to do it. So you take this to heart because we care about you. Now, I'm just going to leave you with what is going to allow, you know, enable whatever the word is, I don't know. This is going to put fire in your belly for 2024. And again, some of this is tied into the video, but this is my challenge, my request, encouragement. Okay, I'm adamant about this. Tolerate less bullshit. Tolerate less time wasting. Tolerate less substandard settling, etc., from yourself. Tolerate less, okay? Hold yourself to a higher expectation because you are capable. And if you go first on this, you're going to find drama, bullshit, distraction. You're going to find all of that dissipate around you. And you're going to see everyone be a rising tide in your life. You go first. And I strongly encourage the team, everyone there, you must use this motivational message from Kevin and I to tighten up, not to add new stuff, not to go on wild goose chase, not to go on tangents, not to get distracted, to dive deeper into your core purpose, your core mission, your core principles, and tighten up across the board. If you do that, you leave less room for error, you will have fewer errors. You do that, you can level up your minutes, your money, your magic with your patience. All of this is vital. And as you go through all that, it is always comes back to crystal clarity of what success looks like, and what you will really feel are the things that at the end of this year you're going to look back on and say, by golly, okay, worth it, worth it. And not only was it the best year of your lives, it was a year that will make all the other years coming up even better. Kevin, bring us home.
Well, my friend, I'm going to go back and listen to this again. Holy smokes. This is just incredible. Friends, here's what I'm going to leave you with. I want you to expand your deserve level to its deepest level that it's ever been before. I want you to be decisive. And then when you make a decision, make the most significant commitment you've ever made to the journey and path that you're on, because in the end, that's what's going to matter. And if you do that, and then you do the check and balance of, if I say yes to this, is this going to further the mission? If the answer isn't in alignment, then you say no to it. Become comfortable saying no so you can focus on the yeses and the significant ones at that. Remember, simplicity. Significant based in simplicity. So, friends, Scott and I wish you the most extraordinary, by choice, year we ever have through personal actions, day in, day out, with people we love, people we serve. Friends, we are going to do it. Scott, thanks for being on the call, my friend.
Yes, sir. Go get him, everybody. All right.
Yep. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for listening in to the latest edition of the Dental Success Today Practice Profit Accelerator Podcast. Have a great start to the year. Can't wait to hear the successes and the commitments and the follow-throughs. Whew! It's going to be extraordinary. Have a good one, everybody. We'll talk soon.